This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Crazy is working, for now. Many of us are amazed and disgusted with the relentless attack of the Trump administration over its first 6 months. The devastation would be a longer list than any of us have time to make. The whole enterprise seems grossly illegal. It also just seems completely crazy. Here's the problem. Crazy is working. At least, it's working for now. Take tariffs as one of the more bizarre front-page examples. Trump has been a yo-yo, moving from up and down, back and forth, country to country. None of it makes sense. Most of it seems by whim. Sometimes it's across the board. Other times it's pure and simple retaliation for something Trump doesn't like. Brazil's legal system goes after a right-wing buddy of his. Happens to be the former president. So, wham, bam, 50% tariffs. Canada comes to an agreement with Trump on tariffs. And then, whoops, they might recognize a Palestinian state. Boom, here comes a tariff threat. There were supposed to be hundreds of deals by a certain date. The date comes and goes. The date seems to simply be whenever he feels like it. Economists claim there will be recessions and disasters around the world and that the U.S. customers, consumers, will feel the impact soon. Yeah, it's happening now. Still, consumers are spending, at least some of them. Lower-income families, once again, like in the big bad budget bill, are taking a hit. Once upon a time, wags on Wall Street, where for no good reason stocks are still going wild, seemingly unhinged from the economy, used to joke about taco. Trump always chickens out. Not really, it turns out. Europe goes with a tariff. Japan is happy to get a 15% tariff. South Korea wants the same thing. Trump has become the master of high-low bargaining. Republicans are now arguing in the Senate. Tariffs have brought in $93 billion. Trump wants to prove he's right and is talking about a rebate with the money while they say, hey, how about let's pay off some debt? This is crazy on steroids. Universities are threatened with wild, unsubstantiated claims that are, you know, crazy. Now they're lining up to pay millions just to have crazy go away. Columbia, $200 million. Harvard, maybe $500 million. TV stations and tech companies are signing checks for tens of millions to settle cases that were hardly an inch away from being frivolous. Trump just goes, cha-ching, crazy is working its magic. For all those people who just nod and say, this is crazy, it just can't keep going on like this, I'm sorry to say, we need a better response. Crazy is working. You can't cure crazy. But maybe we should be thinking if there's a way to meet crazy with crazy to stop this merry-go-round. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.